It is unlovely when some in the congregation sing out of tune. But the greatest absurdity of all is when our hearts are out of tune. Thomas 4. The word is a trumpet to proclaim Christ. The Lord's table is a looking glass to represent Him. Thomas Watson. To institute holy days, and to make them parts of God's worship, is a privilege of God alone. God alone can prescribe His own worship. Daniel Caudry. In our worst condition, we have cause to praise God. Richard Sibbes. A humble Christian looks with one eye upon God's grace, to keep his heart cheerful, and with the other eye upon his sin, to keep it humble. Thomas Watson. Many a preacher is now in hell, who has 100 times called on his hearers to use the utmost care and diligence to escape it. Richard Baxter. Slight thoughts of God will make but a slight impression on the affections. He who thinks slightly of God will serve Him slightly and love Him slightly. He who thinks slightly of sin will slight sin. He who thinks slightly of God, God will slight him. Edmund Calamy. God's wrath is a calm and quiet appointment of just punishment. Stephen Marshall. No man was ever kept out of heaven for his confessed wickedness, but many are for their supposed goodness. Richard Capel. This is a singular comfort, that all things come to pass not according to wicked men's counsels, but according to what God determines. George Gifford. We are much obliged to God for keeping wicked men and devils in bonds, and for limiting their malice and enmity. For if God gave permission to them to execute their power and malice, all the world would quickly be in flames. George Gifford. Men may read or hear the word diligently, but without meditation it bears no fruit. Meditation makes that which we have read become our own. Richard Greenham. Men may be diligent to read and hear the word, yet they shall not profit by it if God does not infuse the hearing of His word by His Spirit. Richard Greenham. Saving faith is always fruitful, and that faith which is not fruitful is not true faith. The apostle does not deny that we are justified by faith, and only by faith, but he denies that faith without works is a true faith. It is only an empty notion, and such a faith cannot justify nor save a man. Thomas Sr. Proud men cannot endure scrutiny, either by the public ministry or by a private admonition. Thomas Sr. The word brings one nearer heaven, or further from it. It does good or harm. It makes better or worse. It is either a quickening spirit or killing letter. David Clarkson. As flowers are the joy of plants, so joy is the blossom of our graces. Nathaniel Holmes. Even as true believers do not make an end of sinning, So God cannot make an end of pardoning. And as His pardoning removes our fear of sin, so it also removes our love of sin. Nathaniel Holmes. It is meditation that makes you master of the truth that you read, otherwise, the wisdom remains in the book. William Bridge. The reason we meditate little is because we love God little. When a man hears the word of God in public or in private, but does not continue to meditate on it afterward, it is because it has made no impression on him. William Bridge. Knowledge brings us to the door of truth, but meditation opens the door to the house and takes us into all its rooms. This is the way to enter into the secret places of the things of God. William Bridge. Original sin, though perfectly pardoned, is yet imperfectly purged. At the point of salvation, we are purged from the death of sin, but not from the disease of it. Ralph Browning. All the temptations of Satan are actions of deceit and not of power. He may persuade and seduce us by the dexterity of his skill, but he cannot force and compel us. Though he has a great deal of power and strength and cunning, he may deceive us, but he cannot powerfully overthrow us. It is not in the power of Satan to force the will of any to yield to his temptations. Ralph Browning. If parents do not prevent sins in their children at home, when they go into the world, they meet with temptations which turn their youthful flings into immovable habits. It is easy to observe that the lack of family religion is the cause of the visible decay of the welfare of church and state. Thomas Wriothesley. As nothing in believers was so good as to cause God to love them, so nothing is so bad as can cause him to withdraw his love from them. John Durant. For the life of sinful men prolonged forever on earth, they would sin forever. And since the guilt and filth of sin descends into hell with the impenitent, and the damned are ever living and ever sinning, therefore it is just that their punishment runs parallel with their sinning. Thomas Wriothesley. Do not be deceived, for if you are not Christians in your own houses, whatever profession you make in the house of God regarding your Christianity is unsound. Thomas Wriothesley. God knows we have many miseries, so he balances it with his many mercies. Nathaniel Holmes. Though you read much and hear much, if you do not meditate on what you read and hear, it will amount to little. You will never be any the wiser. William Bridge. Reading without meditation is unfruitful. Meditation without reading is hurtful. To meditate and to read without prayer upon both is without blessing. Richard Greenham. I cannot help but think those are blameworthy who flaunt their abilities to hammer out some of the more controversial truths of Scripture, and yet neglect the study of His love, which is of such necessary importance. John Durant. The lost continue in sin, deceiving themselves with vain hope of God's mercy in the end. The saved cleanse themselves from all filthiness of the flesh, and grow in all graces until they have yielded up themselves to have Christ reign in them. George Gifford. It infinitely concerns all men to make a sure work about their salvation, for when they die they will be great losers. They will lose not only their comforts on earth, but also the joys of heaven, without any hope of recovery. John Jackson. All willful disobedience to our Lord's revealed will is destructive, if persisted in, and admits of no excuse. To suspend our practice of any duty, until we understand the reason of the precept, is indeed worthy of an everlasting hell. Timothy Crusoe. No man is master of events, or absolute determiner of his own endeavors. The sovereign counsel and the providence of God orders all things in the designs of all men, as seems good in his sight. Urian Oakes. True faith brings remarkable affects, true humility, genuine repentance, sunlike fear, universal submission to God's will, patience in all afflictions, proficiency in godliness, settled peace of mind, unspeakable joy in the Spirit. Daniel Featley. Soldier in Christ's army will not be a slave to the devil, or any lust of his own. Jeremiah Burroughs. True religion, where it is received, will command the heart and the whole man. Let a man profess what he will. If his heart and life are not reformed, he is a hypocrite, and whatever worship he does to God is but a false worship. Arthur Hildersham. An ignorant Christian is the devil's workshop, in which he forges all manner of wickedness. Anonymous. It is not properly our unworthiness, but our pride and haughtiness that hinder us from coming to Christ, for we would have something from ourselves, and not all from him. Thomas Hooker. You shall seldom hear a general sermon do any good. It is the particular application that works on people's hearts. Edmund Calamy. A great understanding and an acute mind will make a learned man, but it is a holy life that makes a godly man. Edmund Calamy. This duty of daily divine meditation is the life and soul of all Christianity. You are carcasses of Christians if you are not acquainted with it. It is as impossible to live without a soul as it is to be a godly Christian without divine meditation. Edmund Calamy. Godly meditation is the life of all religion, and that which puts life into all other duties. Edmund Calamy. A man may go to hell for plotting wicked things, as well as for practicing wicked things.
Proverbs 12 verse 2. He will condemn a man who devises evil.
Edmund Calamy. The saint's peace is a peace with God, but not with sin. The sinner's peace is a peace with sin, but not with God. Matthew Mead. Sin is always acting, always conceiving, always seducing, and always tempting. John Owen. Gifts may make a man a scholar, but grace makes a man a believer. Matthew Mead. Secret prayer is the invisible flight of the soul into the bosom of God. Samuel Lee. Christians should be walking Bibles. Thomas Watson. Beloved, if you would ever reign with Christ when you die, then he must reign in you while you live. Edmund Calamy. Heaven is a goal, and unless you run, you shall never obtain it. Heaven is a crown of life, but unless you are faithful to death, you shall never wear it. Christopher Love. I do not pray for the world. John 17 verse 9. If Christ would not spend his breath to pray for them, then surely he would not spend his precious blood to purchase heaven for them. Christopher Love. The end of hearing the word preached is not chiefly to know and understand, but rather to believe, practice, and obey that which is taught. Stephen Edgerton. Men are elated when they speak with an earthly king and are bid to his table to eat. Are we elated when we go before the King of heaven and earth to speak to him by prayer and to feast and feed with him? Stephen Edgerton. Why do people often hate the ministry of the word? Answer. Commonly from the matter which he delivers, by which the errors of their judgment and corruptions of their hearts and lives are laid open and reproved. Stephen Edgerton. God has no glory from that zeal that has no scriptural warrant. Matthew Mead. Many would depend on Christ's sacrifice, yet will not submit to his scepter. They would have Christ to pacify their consciences, and the world to please their affections. They would have Christ to die for them, but not to live in them. William Bates. Christian, so soon as he is newborn, is born a soldier, and so continues until his crown is put on him. Richard Sibbes. How do we know if we have truly resisted temptation? A man has sufficiently resisted sin and Satan when he does not allow the sin, and when he in no way consents to the temptation. Richard Capel. Even though divine mysteries exist, this is not a sufficient plea to be ignorant of God's ways and will. William Bridge. The soul ascends to God by holy thoughts and ardent desires. God descends into the soul by the communication of grace and comfort. William Bates. The one who has a spiritual taste for the word of God finds it sweeter than all pleasures and delights whatever. Thomas Manton.